Up next, we hear part two of a segment featuring members of Troy Zero Ways. They discuss Bannon expanded polystyrene, which most of us know by the more familiar brand name, Styrofoam.
Hi, this is Kim Tadio, and I'm a member of Troy Zero Waste. We previously spoke with Tina Lieberman and Drea Lianza about expanded polystyrene, otherwise known as Styrofoam. And we're back to continue the conversation. We were here earlier speaking with you about expanded polystyrene, otherwise known as Styrofoam, and why it's not great. You've probably seen it. You've probably drunk out of a coffee cup, gone to a place and had some of that nice coffee in a Styrofoam cup, and it does not break down ever. It takes 500 years, so it's really not great for the landfill, and it's certainly not great for your health. So I am here again with Tina Lieberman, the education chair of the local Sierra Club Hudson Mohawk Group, and Drea Lianza, a member of Troy Zero Waste. So let's kind of come back to this question. Do you have any more thoughts on Styrofoam and want to say any final words as to why it is just so not great?
It's dirty. It's dirty. It has a lot of chemicals in it that you don't want to have in your body and in your environment, and it makes your neighborhoods look awful. It makes the rivers and your streams look awful. It's just a scourge upon humanity.
Beautiful picture painted.
And I would add that styrofoam is a hazardous waste, and it's made from fossil fuels. So we want to be using less fossil fuels, and we certainly want to be putting less hazardous waste into our environment and into our bodies.
I think that's a really good reminder on the fossil fuels. So let's talk about what people are doing. What is the history of banning EPS around the country?
So there are literally over 100 municipalities and counties around the country that have already banned or partially banned styrofoam.
So they've been successful.
And have been very successful. California, I counted 75 counties and municipalities in California that have already banned styrofoam, including Los Angeles County, San Francisco, San Jose, Berkeley, and add to that, Tacoma Park, Maryland, Seattle, Washington, Washington, D.C., Miami Beach, Florida, Freeport, Maine, Portland, Maine. I found it very interesting that Maine statewide will not use any styrofoam for any state functions. It's banned for that. There are about 17 municipalities in Massachusetts that have banned it, and eventually they're going to be trying to ban it in the whole state. Minneapolis, Portland, Oregon, even Rahway, New Jersey.
Wow, that's great. I mean, that's really wonderful that there's momentum happening.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of momentum happening. Even Guyana and Haiti have banned styrofoam.
Wow, that's awesome. Drea, do you have anything to add to that?
We can go into the fact that there have been local attempts to ban styrofoam. And maybe Tina would talk about the efforts in Albany.
Right. So I live in Albany. I live in Albany County. And Albany County in 2013 passed a limited styrofoam ban, which banned styrofoam for use in food service establishments that have 15 or more locations. So that would be your Dunkin' Donuts, your Cumberland Farms, your Stewart Shops. It also included the county nursing home, which does not use styrofoam to this day. So that ban was able to be passed. Then, and that was, just so you know, that was brought by Chris Higgins. He's a Albany County legislator and supported by a number of other legislators. Then in March of 2016, there was a vote to expand that to include all food service establishments, so every restaurant, every coffee shop, every cafe, and that one did not pass. It it failed by a fairly slim margin. It was lost by 5 votes, and there were 39 legislators, which was, of course, disappointing, but we're going to be back on that because we know that this is the right thing to do for the environment.
And so what are those? I'm kind of curious for myself. Something like Dunkin' Donuts, like what are they using then as an alternative? Like obviously people are still drinking coffee.
Right. So they are using the paper cups. A lot of the paper cups are still lined with a very small plastic liner. But at least they are paper, so more of that would go back into the environment. It would be more biodegradable, except for the small plastic lining. So that's a step in the right direction. I mean, there are more and more paper cups that have natural lining that are plant-based, like cellulose. Those are fully biodegradable. So as the price comes down on those, hopefully more establishments will be using that. And then we have a fully biodegradable product.
Right. And hopefully with something like banning this, people will be more encouraged to look for these other alternative products. Drea, I know, as a member of Troy Zero Waste, she has been spearheading or helping Troy Zero Waste spearhead the efforts for banning styrofoam in Troy. Could you speak to us about that?
Yes. We have a sponsor in the Troy City Council. This is a ban for the city of Troy. And what we were looking to do, Bob Daugherty, and what is the city council member who was trying to push this on through. I'll talk in a minute about the status of that. And so we are looking to have no styrofoam be used by food vendors, including restaurants, deli, supermarkets, cafeterias, street vendors, and other food outlets. So they would have to provide either recyclable or compostable containers, and also to prohibit retailers from selling polystyrene food wares. So you can't go and buy that 100 pack of styrofoam dinner plates, for example, for your picnic or whatever. There are plenty of other alternatives that you can use instead of the styrofoam. There are a few limitations on the styrofoam ban. If food is already prepackaged, for example, egg cartons or chicken in prepackaged styrofoam trays, they don't have to remove the retailers won't have to remove the food from the trays and put them in new trays. They'll still be able to use those styrofoam trays. It would be nice if we could get rid of them altogether, but that was
one step at a time.
Yeah, one step at a time. So that's in the course of being presented to the Troy City Legislature. We were expecting to have it be presented to the committee that's going to be sponsoring it or that's going to be putting forth the legislation. And it seems that there's some question about not wanting to have a vote before the election. So it seems likely that we are not going to have a vote in the city council before the election on this styrofoam ban. But we do have hundreds of names that of people who have signed our petition in many different public places, most notably the farmers market, asking that we ban styrofoam, polystyrene in Troy. So that's where we are at the moment.
Now, in Albany County, our legislation was a tad different. We had included a waiver, and it was only for food service establishments. So it wasn't for markets or supermarkets that would sell polystyrene plates, say, styrofoam plates. So it was just for food service establishments using it to package food, take out food, so to speak, or put it on a plate, putting it on a styrofoam plate. But we did have a waiver built into our legislation, which was an economic hardship waiver. So if a business said that it was too expensive and it would cost, it could damage their business economically, they could get a waiver from the County Department of Health. And also what we said that the styrofoam had to be replaced by locally recyclable, compostable or biodegradable products. So we included that word locally recyclable because you can make all kinds of arguments about something that is recyclable, but if it's not locally recyclable by our own recycling facility, our MRF, Municipal Recycling Facility, we don't want it.
Right, absolutely. Okay, so with this, I mean, I know, Jerry, you kind of talked about a little bit of the pushback that you're seeing in terms of not being able to go through the vote right now, but Tina, can you tell me about what kind of pushback you've seen, or you know, whether locally or around the country, when it comes to banning styrofoam?
The pushback from the styrofoam lobbyists is incredible, far more than I could ever have imagined when I first got involved in trying to help get the styrofoam ban passed in Albany County. We had three lobbyists from the paid by the Dart Container Corporation, which is the world's largest manufacturer of styrofoam, coming to our small little Albany County legislature meetings on this topic and being given quite a bit of talking time by the legislature. In fact, they were given preference over local residents, which was amazing because not one of them came from our local area. We had one lobbyist was from New Hampshire, one was from Rochester, and the other one was from New York City. And they were all quite well paid, and they all they have behind them a lot of money that went into a PR firm, and they have a lot of PR type of arguments that are quite the red herrings that seem to impress legislators more than I think they should.
Oh, that's really frustrating. Well, I want to commend both of you on being part of, you know, helping get this movement and get the styrofoam out of people's, you know, lives and, like, out of their health. That's really, really important. So I'd also like to hear more about, you know, what are some of the solutions and what are some of the alternatives? We talked a little bit about things like compostables and things like that, but what are things that people can do in their daily life, like on their own, individually, and again, I know that there are some restaurants and things that are happening. So maybe is there a place people can find this information, or what can we give people to do?
Oh my, there are many online resources. I would say rather than try to list particular websites, that you could just Google styrofoam or styrofoam bans and see what's going on really across the nation and possibly even beyond that, because there's a very large push to end the use of styrofoam.
I would say that we, based on what happened in Albany County, we have started a website called styrofoamfreeny.org, styrofoamfreenewyork.org. And on that website, we are listing all of the local restaurants that have voluntarily decided not to use styrofoam. So that's a great resource for people who live in the capital region. Go to styrofoamfreeny.org. It's in formation. We're going to be adding the restaurants in Troy and on this side of the river that also have agreed not to use styrofoam. We want to add restaurants in Schenectady too. The thing that I've started to do as a result of having been part of this campaign is it's really increased my own awareness of so how much styrofoam gets, you know, given to me by takeout places. So I have started carrying in my car microwavable type of containers, plastic type of containers that I can reuse very easily and bring with me into the store. And I've gotten used to saying to stores, please don't give me styrofoam. Do you have something else? Can you wrap this in wax paper for me? And I get a lot of interesting feedback. Some of the waiters, waitresses are like, yeah, right on. That's really cool. And they will tell me their own stories like, yeah, I've told my friend not to drink their hot chocolate from styrofoam cups. It's really bad for you.
That's really awesome. Well, thank you both so much for being so inspiring and helping us help the planet and help ourselves. And hopefully Troy Zero Waste can come back and do more segments on other sustainability topics. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For more information about Troy Zero Waste, visit Transition Troy's Sustainability and Local Resilience table at the Troy Farmers Market every Saturday morning.